Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Pome. A mass shooting in South Minneapolis this summer changed the state.
I love you. You're so brave, and I'm so sorry this happened to us.
On August 27th, two children were killed and over 30 people injured in a mass shooting at Annunciation Catholic School.
Because of their actions, we will never be allowed to hold him, talk to him.
Children were ducked down. Older children were protecting younger children.
The tragedy sparked rage, a movement.
The emergency started when we found out that we live in a country in which the number one cause of death for children is gunfire.
Vice President Vance, please use this moment to move your feet.
And calls for legislative action.
We're not coming at this as Democrats or Republicans. We're coming at this as unabashedly pro-child.
You could put together a package of bipartisan reforms, but what the governor's proposing is not going to fly with Republican legislators.
That ultimately went unanswered.
We probably don't have the votes.
Shame on them, and shame on us if we don't get this done.
Part of our year, that was.
Legislation creating a state office of inspector general will likely be considered by Minnesota lawmakers early in the next session. DFL Senator Heather Gustafson of Vadnais Heights says they approved the most significant anti-fraud bill in state history last year.
But it is a biennium and the bill is still alive. The Senate has already passed it. So as it is now, it sits in the House waiting for those hearings and waiting for it to go to the floor. Once it goes to the floor, I'm confident it'll have the vote and then it goes to the governor's desk and I expect him to sign it.
Gustafson says Minnesotans want an independent Office of Inspector General to provide permanent oversight regardless of who's in the governor's office. And a man will spend up to 18 years in prison for killing his former girlfriend in Owatonna. Jason Lee Horner was sentenced Monday for fatally shooting Sabrina Schnorr under a highway overpass in May of 2023. Anoka Hennepin Teachers, a union representing 3,000 educators in Minnesota's largest district, is filing to strike. John Wallhopter, president of Anoka Hennepin Education Minnesota, says this decision was a last resort.
This is not a step we take lightly, and a strike is not inevitable. We look forward to meeting with the district anytime, any place to reach a fair and equitable contract settlement.
The teachers' union must wait 10 days before initiating the strike, setting the date for January 8th as the first possible day. The Minnesota Wild play the Nashville Predators at Grand Casino tonight before getting a few days off for the holidays. The Wild had their 7-game win streak snapped with a 5-1 loss to Colorado Sunday in St. Paul. Minnesota topped Nashville 3-2 in overtime last month. The Preds are coming off back-to-back wins over the Maple Leafs and Rangers. The Wild's next game is Saturday night in Winnipeg. This is MNN.